This is told from the perspective of a 15-year-old girl. I grew up in Shelby County. Didn't take me long. By the time that I was 9 years old, my dad had up and gone. My mother, she remarried to a bitter little man. She died one Easter morning, whispering, "Do the best you can, girl." Now my mother's mean-eyed husband, he never shed a tear. I left Shelby County in the winter of that year. Everybody figured he'd try to make me his little wife. First time he laid a hand on me, I cut him with my knife. Well, a flower is a flower, a cactus, or a rose. A flower is a flower, no matter where she grows. Now, I heard people talking about my long-gone dad. One old lady told me he was living out in Carlsbad. So I bought a Greyhound ticket with some money that I stole. Sure enough, I found him out in New Mexico. Now, my daddy seemed to love me, but his wife, she turned on me. I was young and pretty. She was nearly 43. Well, I worked and I tried and I bowed and I scraped, but nothing did no good. My daddy watched it all go down and he never understood that a flower is a flower, a cactus, or a rose. A flower is a flower, no matter where she grows. South again. I met a boy just like my dad, and I fell in love with him. Now he's not with me anymore. He never meant to stay. We fell in love in August, and the baby came in May. Well, a flower is a flower, be it a cactus or this precious little rose. A flower is a flower, no matter where she grows, no matter where she grows.
Thank you.